Do you believe in feelings and emotions?
Well, no, I don't, but I have them. I wish I didn't.
But you'd like to get rid of them altogether, would you?
Would be a good idea, yeah.
No. And it's a frightening experience. It's all frightening. I've always been frightened. Because for the first time you don't know what's going to happen, you know, because and the doctor's there, just one doctor, and talk about it. And then I see myself born like a baby like that. So frightened. He just said that it would help me. Didn't say exactly why it would help me, but I thought, well, I've got this phobia and I'm frightened, so I thought it would be better, but it don't. No, it's got better. I'm better now, worse now. I mean, it, because I still remember things all the time. I'm frightened. And see, when I went in the river and things like that, I could remember when I was in the war, and then I also thought I'd feel the same as, and I was going in the river then. It's the same thing, going there when I was little. Same as now.
nudging the guitar up for the, after each vocal bit, there's a gong, a gong, a gong. I'm nudging the guitar up there to sort of fill in the space where the vocal goes away. And then when the solo comes in, I'm pulling your original guitar back to make, sort of make room for that. The overdub solo guitar is a cleaner sound, so it's harder to hear, so I have to make it louder and also sort of empty the space out underneath it to make it audible. So, but it doesn't seem like it's losing intensity when it comes in, so I think that's all that really matters. I was pretty happy with that. How do you feel about the balance between the dirty vocal is kind of dominating over the clean one? I think for a song that's this quick and energetic, I think that's appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't really think she went that far with it.
No, I wouldn't say so, because after all...
It's the fear of being afraid that frightens me more than anything else.
George, Dr. Funkenstein, Clinton, Yabba Dabba Doo, Zababa. Nosy, no nose, nose, nosy, nose, gross.
Because for the first time you don't know what's going to happen, you know, because and the doctor's there, just one doctor, and talk about it. And then I see myself born like a baby like that, and a lot of things, you know, with the time. Different days. It's all different all the time. So it's a frightening experience. It's all frightening. I've always been frightened all the time I go there. I'm frightened all the time.
In every drop of water there is a reflection of the world. As Leonardo da Vinci said,
Nature is driven by water, the vital element of the terrestrial machine. It is never at rest until it unites with the sea, where, when undisturbed by the winds, it establishes itself and remains waiting for its moment. Heat sets water in motion. It raises itself in ghost vapor through the air. It is everywhere, encompassing the earth. It is never at rest until it unites with the sea. The drops of water falling in a tunnel or a cave are still possessed of the dream to reach the ocean. The water seeks the sea even when it is trapped. Each sphere moves as if it has a journey to go on before its destiny can be fulfilled. The covenant of raindrops dripping into pools make a binding vow to return to Mother Ocean. It is never at rest until it unites with the sea. Good things fall from above like rain. Pennies fall from heaven. Blessings and mercy fall into each life. Some rain must fall. It never rains but it pours, and it rains on my parade. The man who prays for a rain that never comes will turn the faces of saints to the wall, afraid that the primal mystery of water has run dry.